We are in Siman Lamed Beis, the halachas of writing tefillin, and we are up to Sif Chav Dalet. Now, thus far, we've been dealing with cases where you find that you've got an extra letter in the middle of the parsha and you've got to scrape it off. Or a case where you made a mistake in the middle and you've got to go and scrape in order to go rewrite things. Because if you go and repair a letter that was not kosher, or you get rid of a letter that wasn't supposed to be there, and now you're left with a space that for some reason makes it puzzle. For example, you're making a word look like two words. In all of those cases, if you are to go and insert something in a way that'll make it kosher, unless you're extending the roof of a letter, but in a case where you want to go insert something or just bring up a letter that comes after it, you're changing the order. So let us say, for example, you had an extra word, you had an extra letter in the middle of a word, first of all, and it is followed by a letter where there's just no way that you can make that thicker, and it is preceded by a letter that cannot be extended. So what you're going to have to do is scrape off all of the words that you wrote afterwards, otherwise it's going to be Shaloka Sidron. So now we have the question. You are about to start rewriting the rest of the tefillin, but you are writing on top of an erasure. In other words, you've erased it. Can you write there or not? Says the Machaber. Mutter lichtov al mokom hagrar val mokom hamachak. What is the difference between a mokom grar, mokom hamachak? Mokom hagrar means that it was completely done, it dried, the letter was finished, and then you scraped it off. Mokom hamachak means it didn't dry, you realized it was wrong, and you went and you absorbed all of the ink that was on it into some other material and removed it from the page, from the cloth. So whether it was removed wet or whether it was removed dry, what you're now left with is a surface that was scratched or a surface that once had ink in it, which was removed. It is mutter to write on that. That is mutter even l'chatchila. Afilu askora, even the Shem Hashem, where one would have thought that this is a bizoyin. You don't write the Shem Hashem on a scratched off piece of cloth. It is still permissible. Says the Machaber now. A word of advice. This is practical advice from the Machaber. V'lo yimchok biodolach. The way to do this is not try to absorb, to soak up all the ink from the cloth, because there'll always be some ink remaining. And if there's some ink remaining, that's going to be problematic, and we'll discuss this very soon. Elo yavshenu yofe. Wait till it dries well. Ki oz yigar bekal. At that point, it'll be easy for you to scrape it off. Dry ink can be scraped off. Wet ink cannot be scraped. You just make one big mess. So you're better off waiting for it to dry and do a grar rather than trying to soak it up wet and doing a machak. V'lo yishar shum roshim, and you should not leave anything behind. That means the cloth should be as white as it was when it started. Now, the question is, what happens if there is some kind of roshim there? The halachi is that if what you've left behind, you still have a shadow of black, even if it's a bit gray, but you have a shadow there, you cannot write on it. That is a problem of, number one, it may be considered connecting the letters. If you have some black behind it, let's say you're writing a word, but the letters have a shadow behind them. That may be considered that the letters are connected, so you couldn't write there. So when you scratch it off, it's supposed to be white or in a way that you really cannot recognize that there's a letter behind it whatsoever. If you retain the shape of any letter behind it, what you have is a problem of connecting letters and a possible problem of ksav al gabi ksav as well. So if you're going to erase, make sure that you erase well. Make sure that you're erasing every last trace of it. This is why the Machaber says not to do it when it's wet. Because if you're going to soak it up when it's wet, there's always going to be something left behind. Whereas if you allow it to dry and then scrape it down, there you're all right. Now, by the way, today there are times that the halachas, there are times that you couldn't scrape it off. For example, you can't scrape off a Shem Hashem because of Mechikas Hashem. Yet what happens if a Shem Hashem was written and for some reason it's got to be rewritten? For example, it was found that there was a mistake before. And if you leave the Shem Hashem now, after that mistake is corrected, it's the kind of mistake that renders the letter totally not having its surah. So it would be a lack of kesidron. You have to remove the Shem Hashem, but you can't erase it. So today there's another option where they're actually capable of lifting off the upper layer of the cloth with the letters written on it. Now, in Parshis of Tefillin, because the cloth is very, very thin, it is almost impossible to do. In the case of the gvil that is used for Sefer Torah, which is thicker, or the same thing going for Nevi'im, is a commonly done thing. If they wrote a Shem Hashem, and for some reason it has to be lifted, it has to be removed. Now there is no problem of Shaloka Sidron, but if for some reason it has to be removed there, if you can remove the Shem Hashem with its background, then that is not considered a Mechikas Hashem, and that is permissible. And then you can go right there. So that whether you scraped off a letter, whether you removed some cloth with the letter, or you soaked up the ink of the letter, it is mutter to write and even write the Shem Hashem in that spot.